Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Not has left the country. There's no official word from the Syrian government except this. Syria's Prime Minister Mohammed Ghazi al-Jalali on TV, saying he is preparing to cooperate with any incoming government for a smooth transition. Announcing another $1 billion in U.S. military weapons for Ukraine, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at a security conference at Southern California's Reagan Presidential Library. NYPD detectives are in Atlanta because of a large number of tips, likely because the bus the suspected insurance executive killer took to New York originated there. There's also a security camera photo of the suspected shooter with his mask down. Former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce.
That image, that picture of him, and this could be blasted all over the country, and the phone calls are going to be coming in.
This is ABC News. Gunnar Stockton, a little-known backup who had barely played for Georgia, came off the bench after an injury to Carson Beck and led the number 5 Bulldogs to a 22-19 overtime victory over number 2 Texas in the Southeastern Conference Championship tonight.
Beck under center. Hand it to ETN, straight ahead, touchdown, touchdown, Dogs are SEC champions, Dogs have won it.
Scott Howard on Learfield Bulldogs Sports Network, Georgia Bulldogs running back Trevor Etienne.
I wanted it bad, man. I never been part of something like this. I mean, this is why you come to Georgia.
The record auction price for entertainment memorabilia has been smashed at an event in Dallas. A pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz, stolen from a museum, recovered by the FBI, sold for $28 million. It breaks the record set by a white dress Marilyn Monroe once wore. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
made it to the other side of Thanksgiving holiday, and the local music is not slowing down. Two in a row, a double dip of Rare Element. See them with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, and you can get a double dip show, one on 1220 and the other on 1221 at the Burr Oak. This double dip of music and show alerts are powered tonight by Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison on the north side, east side, and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-3017. We keep the local music rolling with Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. They have two live shows in Arlington Heights on the 27th, one at 6, one at 8, and then they're heading south until 2025. But Dad is playing with the Nielsen Trust in Letters to Cleo at the Majestic on 1-9. Mark that down in your calendar. Hands up now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
If everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Again, if you give me everything, and if everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. The innocence of your angel eyes, yet I can't let them go tonight. The innocence of your angel eyes, yet I can't let them go tonight. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Yeah, put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all.
That was Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. See them live before they skip town. The info's out there on all the social media connections of Max Inc. Radio or MaxIncRadio.com. Trapper Shep live here in Madison December 13th at Kiki's House of Righteous Music, and then in Spring Green on December 14th, and also in the Isle of the Shaw in Milwaukee 1-4. This is Mr. President on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
connected to the After Hour show of Max Inc. Radio. Each week, we connect you to the local music in shows that are all across Wisconsin. We have Frank Martin Bush up next. He's live with VO5 New Year's Eve. They have a show at the Concourse Hotel on 1231, and he's taking us to break in the first half of Max Inc. Radio in the After Hours on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not a port in the storm, she's the ocean in the morn. She's the wave that's carried me away. She's the sky late at night, both dark and shining bright, with a moon to help guide the way. She's the strength in the sway, magic in the way that a tree bends but doesn't break in the breeze. She's the rock on which I have built, the life in which I live. She's the heart and soul of the family. Truth is all that she is all that I need. Home is anywhere that you go. Lead the way, I promise I'll follow. Home is anywhere that you go. You're the only love I've ever known. When I wake from my sleep and you're still lying next to me, hard to tell if it's real or just a dream. It's a gift this I know, and I won't forget to show. The best way to give thanks is down on one knee. Time is all that we have. So I pray the Lord makes it last. Home is anywhere that you go. Lead the way, I promise I'll follow. Home is anywhere that you go. You're the only love I've ever known.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Start anywhere else. But as long as
Welcome back to the local Wisconsin Sounds in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Rob Roberts here bringing you two bands with a pile of MAMA awards. See the heavy looks on 1-3 at the Burr Oak, and then the German art students with Bing Bong and the Flavor That Kills on 12-14 at the Crystal Corner Bar. All this MAMA award-winning talent is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatoretomatopies.com. Bing Bong now on Max Inc. Radio. Promises and then we deliver. That was Bing Bong, now the Flavor That Kills, both live at the Crystal Corner Bar on 12-14. This is Max Inc. Radio in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network.
is thrown away. It will be a pleasure to hear what you have to say. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift that you can't open up alone. Just won't work. But daddy, they gotta change. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift, and you can't help ending up alone.
Does it for us here in the after hours of Mags Inc. Radio. Stay connected on MagsIncRadio.com and all of our social media things. Never miss a live show. Yeah, we'll do it for you. And if you ever miss this live show, hear it again with the podcast. Yeah, subscribe. Local music will just end up right there in your pocket, all nice and warm and snuggly. We leave you with Automatic Lover now, 123 of the Burr Oak. We'll see you next week, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For yo más sé, my God. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cuál demente sin Oh!
Zeros and ones bring me ecstasy, but I will never find the man of my dreams. The way we live today, the way we live today is so cold. Trying to find just a little affection, but only in another disconnection. The simulation or the simulation of love.
Is Max Inc. Radio.
Come on. John and Gordy Show.
What is this 15 people orgy that's going on?
A new Senate report says only 6% of federal workers go into the office 5 days a week. And the only federal workers showing up to the office are having sex with each other. Our report stated there was a 12-person orgy, but we have to issue a correction. It was 15.
It's not so bad working for the federal government after all.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.